I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World. 2 out of every 5 people in India earn less than $1.25 a day. So you'll find beggars in every city at traffic lights and tourist spots. But India is also teeming with enterprise. In fact, some beggars at the Haji Ali Darga Mosque in Mumbai have become entrepreneurs. They've started their own coin change businesses, as Linda Blake reports.
40-year-old Raja Khatun sits on a winding coastal road surrounded by beggars. Muslim pilgrims weave their way past her towards the Haji Ali Darga. Khatun's clothes are faded and her skin scorched from hours spent in the searing heat. 10 years ago, Khatun was just another beggar wailing for alms. Now she's a Chillerwali. She makes change. Khatun skillfully stacks coins on a wooden slab. She makes piles of 50 pesa, 1 rupee, and 2 rupee coins, about 1, 2, and 4 cents respectively. Hundreds of pilgrims approach her each day with big bills. Khatun hands them back a mountain of shiny change, minus her 10% commission charge.
First I used to beg. I didn't have that much sense. Now I sell change. I looked at other people and followed their example. I collected change little by little and then started to sell it.
It's a self-sustaining business. Visiting pilgrims go to Khatun to change bills for coins, which they hand to the beggars. Beggars, not wanting to lug around heavy coins, then bring their change earnings back to Khatun in exchange for fresh bills.
If our change stock is depleted, we take a little from the beggars. Didn't you see how the beggar children just came and gave us coins?
Khatun earns $2 to $3 a day making change. That's about double what she used to as a beggar. When she was begging, she struggled to feed her 5 children.
When I talk about all this, I feel like crying. It's better if you don't ask me about this. It has revived my sorrow.
Khatun was able to put that behind her when she saved up enough coins to start her business. She is now one of 5 coin sellers on the road to the mosque, and they're wary of new competitors. Khatun says if anyone sits in front of her, she'll chase them away. After all, a spot on this stretch can't be taken for granted. Thousands of pilgrims come every day to pay homage to the Muslim saint who built the mosque, and charity is one of the 5 pillars of Islam. Arif Nadaf walks down the road dropping coins in every beggar's pail. Sometimes he buys coins from the Chillerwalis. Most times he has his own stash. He doesn't believe he is encouraging begging.
I'm not encouraging, but we are just the mediators. God has given us.
He says he's just a mediator. God has given to him, so he is giving to them. But not everyone is so generous. Begging and hawking in a public place are against the law. Khatun says she grabs her children and runs whenever she sees the police. Still, she's satisfied with what she's managed to accomplish.
We don't want wealth. We just want to fill our stomachs. What will we do with wealth? Can we take it with us when we die? It's just going to remain here. I'm sitting here with dignity outside this big saint's tomb. That is enough for me.
For The World, I'm Linda Blake at the Haji Ali Mosque in Mumbai.
Nirgish Sunavala contributed to this story. You can see Linda Blake's audio slideshow of the coin sellers at theworld.org.